This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and we start with news on the impeachment trial in the United States of former Republican President Donald Trump. U.S. senators are poised to vote on whether Trump will be held accountable for inciting a January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol via a speech he gave to supporters prior to that attack, which left five people dead. Closing arguments are set for the trial today, and acquittal is expected in the evenly divided Senate. Prosecutors in the U.S. House of Representatives argued that Trump's rallying cry to go to the Capitol and, quote, fight for his presidency just as Congress was convening to certify Joe Biden's election victory was part of an orchestrated pattern of violent rhetoric and false claims that unleashed the mob. Trump's lawyers countered on Friday that Trump's words were not intended to incite the violence and that impeachment is designed to prevent him from serving in office again. He has political aspirations to perhaps run for president again. Many Republicans representing states where the former president remains popular doubt whether Trump was fully responsible or if impeachment is the appropriate response. Democrats appear all but united toward conviction. Trump is the only president to be twice impeached and the first to face trial charges, after leaving office. The current trial has one charge, which is incitement of insurrection. Also in the United States, the White House says President Joe Biden will seek to close the prison on the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay following a review process. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's the intention of the Biden administration to close the detention facility, something President Barack Obama pledged to do within a year of taking office in January 2009. This is VOA News. Lawyers on Saturday took to the streets of Mandalay again to demonstrate against the military coup in Myanmar. Daily rallies in Mandalay and Yangon, the country's biggest city, entered their second week on Saturday, despite a ban on public gatherings of five people or more. The February 1st coup, led by Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, ousted the civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi and prevented recently elected lawmakers from opening a new session of parliament. It reversed nearly a decade of progress toward democracy following 50 years of military rule and led to widespread protests. The military says it was forced to step in because Suu Kyi's government failed to properly investigate allegations of fraud in November elections in which her party succeeded. The Italian president swore in the former chief of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, as prime minister of Italy on Saturday. He'll head up a unity government called on to confront the coronavirus crisis and a big economic slump. All but one of Italy's major parties have rallied to his side, and his cabinet includes lawmakers from across the political spectrum. The new prime minister is tasked with plotting Italy's recovery from the pandemic and must immediately come up with plans for how to spend more than 200 billion euros or $240 billion European Union funds aimed at rebuilding the economy. If he prevails, he will likely bolster the entire Eurozone, which has long fretted over Italy's problems. Success would also prove to Italy's skeptical northern allies that by offering funds to the poorer south, they will fortify the entire bloc. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned Saturday of a COVID-19 fourth wave as cases rise in certain areas of the Middle Eastern country hardest hit by the pandemic. This is a warning for all of us, Rouhani said in televised remarks. He said some cities in the southwestern province of Khuzestan were now red. That's the highest on Iran's color-coded risk level. This after weeks of low alert levels across the country. Iran has a population of more than 80 million people, and close to 59,000 people have lost their lives out of more than 1.5 million cases of COVID infection. Rouhani's remarks came a day after Iran received doses of Russia's Sputnik V jab ahead of schedule on Friday, according to a health ministry spokesman. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.